Yeah, we're here at the West Otter Tail Crop and Forage Show in Fergus Falls, visiting with Rob Fronning. And Rob, you're one of the presenters this afternoon, going to be talking markets and Farm Bill.
Yes, I am. Good turnout here. The crowd's getting it's getting full in here. People are coming in. And yeah, this afternoon, I'm going to give a market update here at the show, and we'll be talking a little bit of what the corn and soybean markets are doing and where we're headed, a little bit on trade and some of that stuff that's going on as well. And then I'm also going to do a brief update on the new Farm Bill that we got passed here last December. Of course, we don't have all the details with the government shutdown, but I know they're hard at, now that they're back at work and hard at it, getting some of the more details figured out. But I'll be sharing some information on that as well.
Of course, you can talk markets all you want. Everything's going to change Friday.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we haven't had a report since December as far as on the WASD report, and that'll come out here on Friday and some other things, so it'll change up a little bit. I'm not anticipating huge changes, but it might be enough to create a couple of maybe hopefully little rallies as opposed to going down, but every little bit we can get will help, and that could possibly happen on Friday.
Which numbers do we need to be paying the most attention to?
Oh, I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk on yield. We could be talking about changing some of the yield numbers. You know, usually January we have the kind of the final numbers there. So we'll be getting some of that information coming in here on Friday. I think exports as well. We're going to have to see what happens there. You know, we've had pretty good strong exports on corn. We're starting to pick up some stuff on soybeans, kind of hearsay. But once we get some of that, or the government has that information, hopefully they can publish that on Friday. And we'll see where those numbers lead, and then ultimately where our ending stocks end up with that.
Rob Fronning with Ag Country Farm Credit Service. We're here at the West Otter Tail Crop and Forage Show, reporting for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan.